This is episode 1169. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? We're nearing the end of our 7-part series this week, which is all about the path to happiness following the ancient wisdom of the Stoics. The Stoics were all about being the best human you could be, not only being your best to improve your own life, but by contributing to the greater good all around you. And we're following the Stoics Seneca and the former Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Seneca was a former statesman and philosopher, and he wrote plays during his time. And in today's episode, I want to share with you a meditation on happiness. And you will be asking yourself two pivotal questions that Seneca recommended you ask yourself every morning upon rising. And I also want to share with you, as I always do, in every Friday's episode, this is an episode for a Friday as I record this, and that is an herb that is customized and reflects the weekly theme. So I've selected an herb that the ancient Greeks and Romans used quite extensively in their food, as well as in a tea. And so that's what you'll explore today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on this podcast. And each technique is always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And that way you can really master a particular quality in your life. And so as we continue with our series, The Path to Happiness with the Ancient Wisdom of the Stoics, let me begin with the herb. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you an herb that is probably in your kitchen cabinet. It's common. I'm sure you've used this herb a lot in different foods you may eat. But I always want to say that you should check with your physician to make sure any herb you might steep in a tea is going to benefit you and not harm you, especially if you take medications or you're pregnant or you're nursing. So with that being said, don't be afraid of the herbs. Herbs are powerful. They can benefit you. Just be cautious to make sure that it is the right herb for you. So the herb is marjoram. Marjoram is an herb that was used extensively in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome. And in Greece, this herb symbolized health and happiness. And so it fits right into our happiness series. Well, let me tell you why this herb can make you so happy. This herb is known to be associated with reducing pain that has to do with inflammation. So if you lifted too much weight, or you outdid yourself physically, this herb soothes aching muscle spasms, headaches, and fever. You know when you feel kind of achy when you have a fever or a headache? Well, marjoram can benefit you. You can steep it in a tea, or you could use the oil as a massage to blend with a carrier oil, such as almond oil or peach oil or any carrier oil, coconut oil. Put a few drops of essential oil in the palm of your hand with this carrier oil and rub it over aching muscles or right at your temples if they're throbbing from a headache. So this herb can benefit you in a similar way as these meditation techniques benefit you. So onward to today's meditation technique. As you settle yourself in, I'm going to be sharing a technique with you that you can do in your own meditation. Some of you want a little more guidance, and I have that for you too. That is over at my website, which is at sipandom.com, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, OM. And there you will find a subscription membership site, which is an app, actually, already an app, but I'll be releasing it publicly very soon. Many people on the membership site automatically get access to it, and they're testing it right now for me. And we are tweaking it. So when it's just right, I'll release it to you. So on this app, you find over 1,000 guided meditations, and you get a journal to take you a little more deeply into this series. So you would get a happiness journal this week, and you get a guide with all the techniques organized for you so you don't forget. What was the affirmation? Or what was that breathing technique? You can just glance at the guide easily without listening to the entire meditation again. You also get a free Facebook group. So again, that's at sipandom.com. Well, you are here getting ready to meditate, and I honor you for that. I know it's not always easy to show up for yourself every day. But here you are. Give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing for yourself. So as you are seated, getting ready to meditate, you have a visualization reflection technique today. And that is where you do what Seneca suggests. Seneca suggests this. Every night before going to sleep, we must ask ourselves, what weakness did I overcome today? What virtue did I acquire? So ask yourself this, what weakness did I overcome today? What virtue did I acquire? Reflect on this question as you meditate, making sure to break off from your thoughts and at some point go into your own inner stillness where you're simply being. And this is true meditation. The techniques get you to that place. True meditation is when you're simply being. Now, when your mind wanders, and it likely will, it does even with long-time meditators, return it to a technique. That's what the techniques are there for. They help to transition you and refocus your thoughts. Notice your breath. Do a breathing technique. Whatever it takes to get you to refocus on your own inner stillness. So that is it, your meditation technique. What weakness did you overcome today? What virtue did you acquire? And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.